Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. Did you know that your body only knows if you are scared or excited by the way you breathe? It does. What happens when you are scared? Sweaty palms, your gut ties in a knot, you breathe really short and shallow, and you're thinking like, fuck, do I get out of here or what? What happens when you're really excited? That thing you've been waiting for your partner to buy, you get home tonight, and there it is. There it is. What happens? Your palms start to sweat, you get butterflies in your tummy, and you go, oh, wow. The only thing that's different is your breath. Your breath. And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about how we move ourselves from being scared to excited. Let's get into it. So like I said, the only way our body knows the difference between fear and excitement is how we breathe. So when we are stressed, we breathe in that upper third of our lungs, and it's like usually short, sharp breaths, and our body's trying to like oxygenate itself so I can run or stand a fight. Now, when we are excited, we tend to take in that deeper breath. So how do we teach ourselves to be able to default to that versus defaulting to short, sharp, shallow? Or if you start to kick into short, sharp, shallow breaths, we want to be able to have build in a default, because that's how we learn anything. The thing comes up, we do a pattern interrupt to be able to create a new pattern. So the kind of practices that I've used over the years, there's a breathing pattern that's used within the Ayurvedic, and it's called pranayama, and it's 478, 478. So let's explain that. And the bottom line is it's about breathing in for four, holding for seven, and breathing out for 8 seconds. Now, if you want to shorten that, you can kind of just go breathe in, hold your breath for twice as long, and breathe out for twice as long. Close enough. 4, 8, 8. This is a practice that's used within yoga and taught within yoga. And so it's in that whole Ayurvedic thinking. Now, it's excellent as a way to be able to settle anxiety. It's in a way to be able to induce that calming, ready to sleep kind of vibe in your body. And so if you're in the heightened state of, which happens, I get it, we want to start bringing in practices that will pattern interrupt, so that when we hit that point. Now, in the past, in podcasts, I've talked about how I changed my negative words, you know, no worries, no problem, things like that, to be able to teach it, or to teach myself how to say things like, or to replace it with words like it's easy. And I still remember 30 years ago, had my retail aromatherapy shops, and people would come and say, Jen, can I get this please? And I'd go, no, it's easy. Like I would catch myself as it started, and I would immediately replace that. Now, over time, originally at first, yes, it would be like, no, it's easier, or when I'd get partway through and it's all messed up. And instead of giving myself a hard time, I go, yes, I caught it, I caught it, I caught it. And if we keep breaking that pattern over time, that becomes our natural default, so that instead of when we hit a point when we're stressed, and so often nowadays being stressed and scared is not actually anything real. It's not like our life we will die right this second if we don't stand and fight or run. It's not, there's a lot of perceived stress around life, it's endless work stress, families, financial, all those things that are happening to people now. And so it's a huge thing that sits in there. Our life is not really at threat, but our body doesn't know the difference, because we're giving it all the signs that it's under threat. And this is the stuff that takes out our adrenal glands. So we want to build in systems that we can create a default. And all I can do is teach you what I've been able to do. So I'm not a person that does big anxiety and worry nowadays, because I've learned how to reel it in. And the way I broke the pattern is that I played with my breath. And that's why breath is the very first step to sanity in my Seven Steps to Sanity book. I wrote that book over 20 years ago. And it had to be the first step because our breath governs everything. And particularly, it tells us what's going to happen hormone-wise. So how do we do it? We do it by making that it's a daily practice. I really encourage you to set an alarm on your phone, an alarm on your watch, whatever the device is that you use the most that you have around you. And even if it's every hour and a half, I don't want to be filling up your whole day with breathing sessions, because what I know is that it takes about 15 minutes to come back from anything that we're interrupted from. So I don't want to interrupt your flow of the day, but I want you to build this in as one of your natural stress management techniques. And what I know is over time, it will help you to create a pattern interrupt. So what I do, I use that the 4-7-8. You can just use 4-8-8 if you want, if you'll remember that better. Okay, so you breathe in for four, you hold for eight or seven, and you breathe out for eight. Now, if you set that every hour and a half, you've got an alarm on your phone, or every hour, something like that. I've talked about creating new habits around water. It might be that you're tied in with your water. You have an alarm that goes off on your phone. It reminds you to have a glass of water an hour. Imagine at that same time, you have your glass of water an hour, and then you do your 4-7-8 or 4-8-8, and do it just say two or three rounds. It takes, well, it's seconds, like 4, 16s, 20 seconds, three rounds, 1 minute, 1 minute. If you'll take that 1 minute that you bring it in, that it's a natural part of your being day after day after day, set an alarm to make it happen. Make sense that it would be an easy, if you're learning how to drink water, marry it up. It's the same process. It will take 1 minute more than drinking a glass of water. If you do that, you will start to set a different pattern in your body, that your body is used to breathing like that. So that when we're approached with something like, whether you do experience anxiety or whether you do experience, over worrying and overthinking, and your brain's doing that, or you really are put in a situation where you think, fuck me, I'm in trouble, and you start short, shallow breathing. As you start shallow breathing, it's like, breathe deeper, breathe deeper, breathe deeper, breathe slower on the way out. Well, hold and then breathe slower on the way out, preferably double the time. The more we do it, the more we get the benefit from it. And it's the same process I used for pattern interrupting and changing my habit around my negative self-talk that I had years ago, decades ago. I totally corrected that. Does it happen in one day of doing it? No. Days or weeks. Usually, we say, people think, oh, it's 3 weeks to create a new habit. To create something like this, it's a big change in your body, and you're looking somewhere around 66 days. It's one of those DNA kind of changes, deeply seated kind of habits and changes that, because it's built in our body that we want to default to drama and how to deal with drama. And I've talked about that in previous podcasts too. So what if you set an alarm on your phone every hour, every hour and a half, an alarm goes off and it takes 1 minute, three rounds, breathe in for four, hold for seven or eight, if your brain can remember eight easier. And then breathe out for eight. And bring that in as a strategy to keep your body in that flow. And I promise over time, your brain will start to default. You'll catch yourself. You'll start doing the short, shallow, oh, worried about this, worried about that. And you'll hear me saying, Jen, just breathe, breathe, breathe for four. Hold for seven or eight, I don't care. We'll do one of them, but somewhere around double the time. And then breathe out for eight. Do that and set it up. Don't. We keep waiting that, we're looking for some magic pill to fix that we're not anxious or and we're not worrying and things. It's in built in. It's our reptilian brain is looking for fucking drama and anything that can take us out all the time. And so to keep our reptilian brain in check, we've got to be able to breathe properly. So it worked for me. It really worked for me. I very much used to be the worrier. I have this amazing, it comes out of my childhood, literally to survive as a kid. I foresee so much of what can go wrong. And I've reeled the majority of it in. But breath has been a huge part for me to teach myself how to reel that in. And so the default now is if I start to go down that rabbit hole, worry, anxiety, or something like that, it's just like, breathe, Jen. That's why it's the first step to sanity in my book, The 7 Steps to Sanity. So I hope that helps. It, I promise it's worth the habit. I promise it's worth doing it for more than 66 days, a couple of months. Come on, you can do it. Set the alarm on your phone. It's on repeat. It just goes off all the time. And especially if you're learning how to drink water, like I've talked about, do it at the same time. It's 1 minute. And do that a few times a day, 3 or 4 times a day. You will create a new default and your body will be less reactive and taxing your adrenal glands. And you'll be able to respond in a much stronger and better way so that you can come from a place of prevention and live in the present, not be getting ahead of yourself with anxiety and worry. And having your physical body be able to deal with life a lot easier. I know it's worked for me. I hope it works for you. Please let me know. Send me messages on Facebook or Instagram. I want to know how it's going, if you've been able to implement and how it's worked for you. That's it.
I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.